It's not a national holiday anymore, but yesterday is still an important date each year for Roger Vincent. For almost 25 years, the Santa Rosa schoolteacher has led a very public second life as a successful Lincoln impersonator. It's an avocation that started modestly, he recalls, as a one-time presentation to a youth group at his church.
Because I looked a little bit like Lincoln. I got a false beard and I got a big top hat and I gave the little children's program at sermon time in the church. And I did that just one time. And then my adult daughter said, well, what do you really want to do, Dad? And I said, well, I'd like to do a whole life story of him. And she said, well, have it ready in 6 weeks and we'll have an audience for you. And so that's how I started about 25 years ago.
From there, Vincent plunged into some serious study of the life and times of Honest Abe, something that has never really stopped.
How we prepared for it in the first place was to read about 50 books about Lincoln to get the various authors' look at it. And then as time has gone on, and practically every year there's 3 new books written on Lincoln even now, which is amazing.
Tall, serious, and deliberate, with large hands and a real beard now, Vincent makes the most of his physical resemblance to the 16th president. But he says what really attracted him to being Lincoln was the man's character.
Mainly because of his high ideals and also his being his own man. He made his own decisions, which was really hard, and it's always hard to make your own decision and have your own thinking. He just was a fine, amazing man. He always said that he wanted to be his own best friend, and the person he had to satisfy was himself. So he was definitely a self-made man.
Along the way, Vincent discovered there's a national group of men who do Lincoln. He soon joined the Association of Lincoln Presenters, winning their national award in 2008. For that, he had to do an interview in character. Like Lincoln, Roger Vincent is a married man, and in recent years, his wife, Colleen, has gotten into the act, literally, as Mary Todd Lincoln.
Mary was a very complicated woman. She was ahead of her time. She's very intelligent and had better education than most men of her era, which kind of put her at a disadvantage. And to tell her story is just fun to do.
So in costume and with her own study of the First Lady's personal history, Colleen now often joins Roger in a duo reenactment of both Lincolns.
We interact at times, and then we'll go back to the factual things about Mary and Abraham. If the audience has a lot of children, we try to appeal to families. If it's a historical society that knows a great deal about Lincoln, it's exciting, and we love the questions afterwards.
But when it's time for them to answer children's questions, Roger says there are a couple that come up regularly.
The question they asked was, well, did I ever write a book? And of course, Lincoln never wrote a book. But he wrote more words than are in the Bible. The other question was, how much did he make? Which for that time was not very much. The president did not get a lot of money in those days.
Impersonating Lincoln isn't exactly a path to riches either. But as long as interest in the Illinois Republican remains strong, there's steady work to be had for the foreseeable future. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.